Post-mortem. All afternoon the shipyard burned, black columns of smoke corroding the October air, sirens ricocheting from harbor to house, gallons of bay water pumped through thick arterial hoses. I was waiting for the half-built hulls to crumble and float away. Instead, water sizzled and steamed off steel. At dusk, my father said it was over, took me down from his shoulders, but the next day after school, my brother and I went to watch the investigators pick like stray dogs through the hissing cinders. Fire is a taste, acetate on the tongue. 40 years later, my brother's heart stopped. He was in the kitchen of the house where we grew up, bending over to light the pilot on the stove. Would that the fire had taken him whole. Instead, he lay in the wood casket with his eyebrows singed, hair like burnt paper curling.